It is now the 25th of August. This is a Wednesday night. Rust is Dar. Shatter the Darkness live, the broadcast, and shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Welcome to so many of you, and thank you again for emails that do come in, and just some of the interaction. Some of the emails and some of the pictures I get sometimes are sent pretty funny. We've got to talk today about an experience I had. Yeah, I met Jesus. I met Jesus in the psych ward. Come on, listen to all of this, okay? There we were engaging an individual that had come off the streets, and he had been abused, and they'd said that he was schizophrenic. And so we were engaging him, and he came out of the room dressed with black socks, black shoes, black shorts, black shirt, a crown of thorns over his head, and he said he was Jesus. Now, it's not the first time I engage somebody on a mental, disability issue, whether schizophrenic or demonic, that said they were Jesus. And they, as we began to talk to them, they began to talk about how they were Jesus. Now, of course, they couldn't tell all the things Jesus told and do all the things Jesus did, and they don't have the origins. So everybody knew this was not Jesus in black shorts, black shoes, black socks, and a black shirt and crown of thorns walking around in a psych ward. But it's not the first time. There was a deliverance we were doing, and a spirit came up in a person, and I commanded, "Who are you?" And the spirit said, "I am Jesus." Just like that. "I am Jesus." Sometimes there is a little comedy in all of this kind of engagement with the dark side. So I said, "Oh, you are Jesus." And he goes, "I am Jesus." I said, "Well, how do I know?" And he says, "I am Jesus." So I said, "Well, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to tell the truth." You know, the spirit responded, "I'm not Jesus." Well, of course, we knew you weren't Jesus. And so the command was, "Who are you? How'd you get in there?" And we had to deal with it and command it to get out in the name of Jesus Christ. See, there are clear evidences concerning the real Christ, infinite God in human flesh, the authority of heaven and earth, all of creation listens to and obeys his every word. The demons know, the angels of God know, the prophets knew, the apostles knew. Quite a few hundreds of millions and millions worldwide know. This is, as Thomas said when he bowed down, "My Lord and my God." Now that's capital G. As we've said that in the words of Jesus himself, Matthew 24, not another prophet, not a psychic. And it's not Sylvia Brown. Sylvia Brown, I just, for 1 cent, I ordered her book. 1 cent is what it cost me, other than shipping. The Mystical Life of Jesus, An Uncommon Perspective of the Life of Christ by Sylvia Brown. Now, I've watched her on Montel years, over the years, and I've watched her at other places, and I'm astounded, absolutely astounded when I see even anger and annoyance come up when anybody talks about the real Jesus. And as I watch her with conviction, speak again about a replacement Jesus. Well, tonight, dealing with the spirit of Antichrist, we are going to talk in this fourth part altogether about replacements that the spirit of Antichrist builds and offers to humanity. And believe it or not, there are those, and I would say thousands, if not millions, that are engaged with a replacement Jesus, and not the real Christ of God. So there are evidences. There are evidences that it's not Jesus. There are evidences when it really is Jesus. Very clear. We're going to talk about that tonight. Off the ShatterTheDarkness.net site, you'll see the theme for the week. We must know the difference. The spirit of Christ or the spirit of Antichrist. I encourage everyone to go to 1 John chapter 4 and begin to read through that and notice that in that book specifically, in 2 John, is where we find the phrase, spirit of Antichrist. Now, it is what it says in the original or in the English, spirit of Antichrist. And it involves an operating presence. And please don't think that it's just a little obscure thing. Because the spirit of Antichrist infects right now hundreds of millions of people, maybe you listening right now. Maybe some that are doing the archives later on, and you're checking everything out. And again, by the providence of God, because in this 1 hour we've seen again and again the supernatural providence of God arranging things in such a way that, well, there are those who need to be brought out of the masqueraded, spiritually gripping deception that is offered a replacement. What I'll say now, I will detail through the rest of this time we have together, that the replacements are always lesser than, and that's one issue. But the other issue is this, the replacements are never the real God in Christ Savior of the world. They are never the genuine article. And that's where the problem for, well, lives and destinies, let alone the fact that it does burn my britches to see the dark side masquerade and suck people into a deception. It is our goal and our prayer and the Spirit of God's leading, the Spirit of truth. And in 1 John 4, we should really begin to know the difference between the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, and then contrary to that, spirits by the hundreds of millions, the fallen cherub, he himself, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now operative in those who do not have the Spirit of God. So there is a work going on. If you don't know the living Christ or have the Spirit of God in you, you are vulnerable. I want to welcome all new listeners tonight. On this August the 25th, let me tell you something. We are looking at where the live, you know, right now broadcast goes, but also where the archives, by the, again, thousands and thousands and thousands now being downloaded, and we're seeing it done all over. So I want to say that you who are downloading in many different nations of the world, up to 80 different nations, I want you to know that you're included in the prayers, in my approach to say the blessings and presence and mercy of Christ to you. You are cared about because there's one reason. I am behind this mic, and that is the compelling love of God in his approach to you in redemption. For all the believers in Christ, blessings, Yahweh Adonai. And it is good to know you're there. And it's good to know that many of you write to say that you're praying. And I'm always astounded by the numbers of folks that do that. And I am grateful for your friendship and for the Spirit of God inside of you and for the prayers you give. Let me give you a piece of news before we go into the body of the message today. This is about Andrew Storm. Now, I get the revival list. I'm on that. And if anybody knows anything about Andrew Storm, he had been somebody who once was on stage with Todd Bentley and was deeply involved in a lot of the kind of off the biblical page charismatic movement and prophetic movements, things like that. I have no problem with the real genuine article. It's just the junk in the flesh and even where counterfeit comes in. I've already stated publicly that I believe, in my perspective, that Todd Bentley is a multiple with sub-personalities, and it's those sub-personalities that are bringing in the deceit. Now, the interesting thing is listening to Andrew Storm bring a lot of exposure to that, and exposure to the Kundalini spirit issue, and exposure to the counterfeits. All the while, Andrew Storm believes in the genuine article of the power of God, the might of God, and saving grace, and the work, the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. So Andrew Storm, I guess, was going to be coming to the United States out of Canada to speak here with his entire family all across the United States. Here's what I'm reading. I got this sent to me from a number of folks, but I got it direct from Andrew also. And so, Andrew, if you ever get this, blessings to you, brother, and to your family. You're invited to come here in my area. We'd love to have you here. Maybe we can set up an interview and you can do that and tell us about what occurred. But here's what happened. Here's a guy coming in, a believer in Christ, going to be preaching revivalistic type meetings and so forth. And let me just quote this. I'm quoting right now that here's what it says. All this because we were invited by church groups and Christian groups across the USA to come preach a series of meetings. They, referring to customs individuals at the border, that stopped the entire family, Andrew Storm family, for 6 hours, detained them. They told me to do that I have to have an R visa. These take months and months to get, often never. I never knew about this. This is not what their website says. New Zealand is a visa waiver country, and conference speakers are specifically allowed into the U.S. under those rules. I asked them, quote, how then can a foreign preacher who is invited by a Christian group to the USA ever get in to preach? They said maybe that it's okay for one or two meetings, but not for a series. So we cannot preach in churches across the nation, even though that is exactly what they have let me do before. So I'm going to stop right here to ask, I wonder why they're stopping Andrew Storm from coming into the United States. I wonder if he's been here before, why they're doing it now, because of the exposure, because of what he has done to bring impact. So I go on with this quote here in the article from Andrew. This is the first time I have ever been denied entry to do this very thing. And now we are all evidently criminals, never to darken the door again. Now he goes on to say that my family and I naturally came home from this pretty distraught and devastated. My daughter was crying in the car. 6 hours is a long time to be detained like that. He goes on to talk about, you know, God is in control, that he'll probably end up going to Australia and doing some preaching there. And I'm sure, again, anyone faithful to the Lord, God will open doors. And so we pray God's great blessing, great strength and might, and may God open doors that nobody can shut for Andrew Storm. So we've got to see that there is more and more, even in this administration. And I'm not going to belabor that issue, because the administration to me is not social. It's not about socialism. It's about globalism. It's not even about Christian-Muslim issues, really. To me, everything is evident in the cabinet of Obama, the Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, all that. That is globalistic. So is George Soros. And the spirit behind globalism is pure Luciferic. Engage globalism on that basis, you engage the presence of well, the prince of the power of the air, the one we're talking about. The spirit of Antichrist is the developer, the conceiver, inspirer, of an evolver of globalism into the political, into the military, into the critical mass of consciousness. And this is what believers in Christ, massive, massive, preemptive, advancing, a prayer as God trained us, well, as we see in the book of Acts and as the scriptures teach. That's what's in hand. See, there's really a lot of supernatural presence everywhere. And it just depends on what side of the fence, whether it's south of heaven or north of hell, whether it's pouring from the hand of God or pouring from the fallen cherub and the collective array of demonic presence worldwide. Masqueraded, the spirit of Antichrist is, well, been operating 2,000 years ago, first written about in the book of 1 John, 2 John. And that is what is behind the confession of those who deny the real Christ. Listen again. Behind the confession of individuals and teachers and inspired individuals, people who are spiritually guided, but their confession denies the real Christ and offers a replacement. The Word of God, the Spirit of God says, they are operating by the spirit of Antichrist. And we're actually told in the Scripture, for believers out there, listen, this is how you recognize. The Greek word gnosko, this is how you know, that you perceive, that you recognize, discern the spirit of error as contrasted to the spirit of truth. The spirit of error, of course, the same as the spirit of Antichrist. Now, there's specific function in the operating role of the spirit of Antichrist, definitely seen in the Gnostics. Today, we can say that it's seen, and I'm reading some Hindu gurus today, some alienologists or ufologists today. I'm looking at channelers who are channeling Jesus, they say. But in every case of what I'm talking about, and I'll explain this, it's always a lessor and clearly a fake Jesus who cannot help you, cannot save you. Behind all of it, the spirit of Antichrist. Can you recognize the spirit of Antichrist? And so anyone speaking in any spiritual, supernatural way, the book of 1 John will tell you how to discern, how to know the difference. As a believer, God the Holy Spirit, and the spirit of God's perception inside of you, if you're listening to someone and hearing someone, if you're going to some place to hear, and you, by the spirit of God, have a check, you know that it's not the right thing. Well, I always say, if you have a check, check it out. Say it again. If you've got a Spirit of God-given check about something, take time, step back, stop, check it out. How do you do that? Pray. Lord, what is this? I don't feel something's right here. You know, God may give you the little spiritual alarm bell, but step back and listen to the Lord. Listen as the Spirit of God brings Scripture to you about a situation, or speaks to you about a situation. You should have Holy Spirit discernment. That's what every believer should have. And God the Holy Spirit, that's a big, big issue there. Holy Spirit discernment from God. Now, I'm going to go on to three things here. Let me mention quickly one thing. Here's just simply the commercial. An update concerning the conferences. I'll be in Las Vegas in a couple of days. The conference on As It Was in the Days of Noah. Lynn Marzulli, Andrew Hoffman, and Connie Huft, all authors, including Minister Dante Fortson from the Omega Hour. All day Friday, all day Saturday, Las Vegas. We hope you're coming. I got a note from one individual just yesterday. Again, another note. Going to be driving a long way to get there. So looking forward to seeing you all and asking all believers to be putting up the prayers for that conference. Second conference, October 1st and 2nd. Tom Horn, Russ Dizdar, Sharon and Derek Gilbert from PID Radio, and from Look Up Fellowship, Jeffrey Rad. And that is going to be called the Supernatural Science and Prophecy Conference. I'm going to hope, I'm not sure what Tom's going to bring up, but I hope that the issue of Shiva, the spiritual background behind CERN, the Super Collider. I believe there's much more to the Super Collider. I believe that the spiritual side, even as the agenda was laid out by a demonic entity called the Tibetan, Alice Bailey, the book in the 30s, The Externalization, that's the idea of the manifestation, the advance, the evolution, and breaking over into the side of the hierarchy. The Great White Brotherhood, some call it, the Ascended Masters, others call it. You've got to understand how powerfully they have embedded themselves into the minds and hearts of many worldwide. And how in all of the different, what seems to be different religions, earth-based religions, things like that, what is surfacing is the satanic synchronicity. The same agenda, the same concepts of spiritual evolution, homo lumos, leading mankind to a evolutionary jump in spiritual consciousness. that a great bolt is coming. Well, you see it coming from every direction, but have you seen the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the living Christ himself specifically give heads up redemptive warning about all of this? If you're a believer, and especially if you are a leader among believers in Christ, you are absolutely needed to be at the cutting edge. Now, regardless of reading thousands and thousands and thousands of books and engaging in evangelism and engaging people, you know, the bottom line is, the foundation is knowing the Word of God and having a yielded experiential walk with the Spirit of God. You'll do well. You'll do well to discern and so forth, but our job isn't just discernment. God didn't send us out to discern. That's part of what we're out there doing, though, and where it will happen as far as power encounters and direct engagement is in the great mission of evangelism. And I must say, I am deeply blessed by Linda, who's written me. I actually met Linda and a friend in St. Louis at the conference. They have downloaded the course. We have a course on the website called Confronting the Powers Through the Great Commission. Now, they have taken this and made CDs out of the, and it, this is a little bit older material, about 8 years old, 9 years old. I mean, good stuff, but it's what we've used here locally in teaching in local churches and Bible studies and training. So we got it up on the web free. On the left-hand side of shatterthedarkness.net, you can go over there and you can find Confronting the Powers. The entire course is free. Now, Linda wrote me, and I'm going to write her back. I'm thrilled with what they're doing. Here's what it says. Quote, "Hey, Russ, just wanted to pass along a little note to thank you for the course, Confronting the Powers. There were 9 of us that went through it. It started out with 12. Now, there were some that detracted, and that always happens every time we've taught this course. One time I had about 40, and a dozen of them fell off along the way. Now, a lot of times that's based on spiritual warfare. They were going to get content that would build them, and I believe put them at the cutting edge of where we should be as believers in our mission that God has given. Here's what it goes on to say. Quote, "But we have been so blessed and have implemented action. We have been enlightened and encouraged. We love your passion. I personally have had my own mindset altered on the issue of the Great Commission, its importance overall, even spiritual gifts. The Great Commission is the central mission of God. It's what all heaven's about. And it's where the power is and what God wants. It's why Christ was at the cross. So all the other things, signs, wonders, giftings, workings, they are all there to aid us in the Great Commission, but not replace it." So Linda goes on to say these words. Quote, "It is so true, and I believe that may be the reason Spirit-filled churches fall into the seduction trap of the enemy, focusing on gifts as the prestige or the basis of arrival is a crushing blow to the church and needs to be exposed. So thank you so much. I plan on leading another group in the next 4 months. Keep up the passion, as I know you will, Linda, from out there and well in the West, a Western state. And may the Spirit of God, the grace of God, may the Lord Jesus bless Linda in the classes that are going on. And I'd love to come there, and we've discussed this, talked about it, maybe to do something, and we might be a part of that down in the future. So if you want the course, it's free on shatterthedarkness.net, left-hand side, you'll find where it says Confronting the Powers. We are now trying to get up all the courses that are already done and put them out there for you free. Hundreds on hundreds of hours of course material. We have new courses coming up shortly. We have a couple of the links to courses and some that have been broken and damaged that we're refixing, including the one on spiritual gifts. And we'll get that done also. Let me say that in the context of this night and the growing numbers of listeners, it is not by accident And let me tell you something. If you understand this providence of God that I talk about, where God arranges for the good, that's Romans chapter 8. You know that verse. That God is at work for the good of those who love him, are called according to his purpose. And that in all things he's working, he's operating. And that's true about those who don't know Christ yet. We talk a lot about and exposing what's happening because of the unprecedented level of the dark side and more to come. But I don't want you to ever forget that a superior presence, power, and grace and might is operative. That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You ever read that? Hebrews chapter 13. You ever read this? Get it down. And we hope that you're believing the truth. So listen, if you want to email us, you can. ShatterXmail@sbcglobal.net. Let us know you're listening. Let us know. I am still behind, and I'm trying to catch up more on emails every day. So please don't be disheartened. It's only one reason, the physics. So many to get to. And I'm sure there's going to be a day when it just simply comes down to where I cannot. When there's right now over 800 that I'm behind on. May God help me reach, and I care about those who write and care about where you're at. I get letters again and again. Thank you for, again, the idea of them coming out of darkness, moving out of the new age, leaving this fake and false Christ that's being offered. In the past by the Gnostics, currently by ufologists, abductees, and many of those in the entire realm. I'm going to go over a big story here about how one remote viewer, it's an older story, but it's a present reality, because I'm dealing with second and third generation remote viewers that are telling me the same thing. And they're even claiming that the data and the revelation and the insight that they're getting is infallible. They're telling me that they're going back and remote viewing the day Christ died on the cross. That they're remote viewing the resurrection. That they are remote viewing Satan. They're remote viewing the scriptures. But the information that is being downloaded into their, what they call their unconscious self, which is probably more like their spirit. Because the data, as they call it, SciTech website's clear about this. Others are clear. It's not just a human endeavor. It is absolutely connected to non-human enhancement. Where's it coming from? Akashic records. The Hall of Records, the ancient ones called it, this realm around the globe that has every thought, every person, every event, everything done. Actually, the Akashic records is a counterfeit to the omniscience and infinite knowledge of God. And it can be tapped into. Let me say it this way. It's not so much that it can be tapped into. I mean, they want you to tap in. But it's the other side of, you know, they look at it, the dark side, the spirits, they are tapping in to thousands and thousands of remote viewers, those who do astral projection, those who are involved in the ufology, the alienologists, those who have been abducted. So let me go over some of this, because I want to touch on the spirit of Antichrist, not just the first job to obscure, cloak, and remove the real Christ, and bring immediately in a replacement that seems dazzling, that can talk, that can even emanate energy and even possibly do miracles. But it's not the Christ of God, not the Christ of heaven, not the Christ that the elect angels of God know. It's not the Christ that's returning again. It's not the Christ that died on the cross. So what are you messing with? Fire. You're messing with fire. You're messing with hell's breath. And so I go to... You may have heard the book. Some of you probably read it. I don't know. Cosmic Voyage In this book, Courtney Brown writes about how he and other remote viewers have made telepathic contact with two races of extraterrestrials, plus subspace helpers called midwares, and important spiritual teachers like Buddha and Jesus. I'm quoting right from this website on www-anomalies.net. Now, I'm looking at their materials, but I've got the book. I've got Courtney's books, a number of them. I've engaged, looking at other materials and spoke about this before. But I've got to read this article. What I'll do is read quotes, but I've got comments. So listen carefully, because what this was coming from the 90s. It's happening with many others. Abductees, people in the alien, they want the Space Brothers to come. And I've been to Roswell a few times and engaged and talked. I listened to a number of abductees tell their stories, both down there and here, and read the stories. And it's a big issue because you're talking about millions that believe, that there's extraterrestrials. Extra dimensionals, yes. Let's take a look at some of what is said in this article. I'm just going to go through it and I'm going to make comment and listen. Quote, they've made telepathic contact. Now, this is something I read in PK Man back in the 70s when Ted Owens was doing the exact same thing. It works the exact same way. The methodology is the same. It is real. There's real communication. I had the exact same kind of stuff, the end of the 60s, beginning of the 70s. I know what they're talking about. I can remember distinctly the feeling, the contact, the communication, and that it was emanating from, literally, entities. So he's very clear. I quote again how he and other remote viewers have made telepathic contact with two races of extraterrestrials. Then there's also, quote, and important spiritual teachers like Jesus and Buddha, who at one time lived as humans on Earth. Red flags are already going up. Because, see, I was into Golden Buddha and had a lot of writing and reading and so forth about Buddha and had a little Buddha. I know about Buddha. He was a seeker. He was a moral good guy, seeking. Listen, do all the studies, you're going to find Buddha is vastly in a different category than the real Christ of God. But once the spirit of Antichrist, operative collectively out of the Akashic records, collective unconscious, global mind, whatever you want to call it, it's called a domain. There is, Ephesians 2, the prince of the domain, exousia, the realm. That's where they're operating. The spirit is now operative. So there's a powerful operating presence. Now here's what it goes on to say. Quote, concerning the remote viewer, Courtney Brown, here's what the writer says. Quote, he even reached God, sort of. End of quote. Goes on to say, if anyone has asked me 4 years ago about if I'd ever write a book like this, I would have said, you've got to be nuts, Brown said. And I suppose I'm in a situation where I'm probably going to catch hell for a couple of years. You know what happened to Dr. John Mack. End of quote. I read another part of this article. It says, quote, the reaction at Emory University has not been as severe for Brown, but apparently no one there is bubbling over with ebulliency either. You can scale down on this article a little bit. And it talks about the writer here reading Cosmic Voyage, the book, and I did, and other literature that he's written, and other things that he has online. And I'm actually keeping a real close eye on a lot of this, of the new data that's coming in. Quote, here's what he goes on to say. He said he and other remote viewers have corroborated important information about extraterrestrials and their interest in humans. Continuing the quotes, he believes the dominant extraterrestrial is the one abductees have been describing for years as short gray with praying mantis-shaped heads and enormous black eyes. In UFO, listen, they're known as the grays. Listen now, quote, Brown remote viewed the grays in their ships and on the moon and has even gone back in time and witnessed the destruction of their home world. He believes the grays are so advanced that they're aware of his astral presence when he remote viewed them. He's learned this about them. Quote again, grays communicate telepathically in a collective consciousness or group mind. They have been abducting human beings. Now listen to this, very interesting. Listen now. Quote, Brown says he's witnessed this. In other words, Courtney Brown, the professor, the author of the books and the book Cosmic Voyage, says that he's witnessed these entities abducting humans. And here's what he says. Quote, in an ongoing genetic engineering program to benefit both humans and other species. End of quote. Listen again now. Brown, the professor, the author, the remote viewer, Brown believes the grays are attempting to speed human evolution and advance our spirituality by creating humans with some gray or extraterrestrial genes. Hybrids, folks. Alert! Listen now. Quote, Brown believes the idea behind this is that if humans can evolve faster, we may still be able to divert a forthcoming total ecological collapse on Earth. I'm going to tell you right now, the spirit of Antichrist, the global spiritual Luciferic presence will convince in multiple camps that they are here to help save the environment. They are here to bring an evolutionary leap in human consciousness so that we can, or they can, save the Earth, save humanity. They're going to sell this by the millions. People are engaging it. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is a horrific spirit of Antichrist, opposed to Christ and the goal of replacing Christ's presence. I'm going to tell you right now, and I know that to remote viewers will get mad, but I beg you, in the sight of God, in the sight of Christ Jesus, to please research, please listen. The spirit of Antichrist is permeating the Akashic Records, the source of the Akashic Records, the source of that spiritual field of energy around the earth that is giving the information, giving the experiences, engaging. We've engaged this directly again and again and again, but not as a believer in what they say and what they do. We've engaged it as a believer in the living Christ with the authority of Christ commanding exposure and demanding that they show themselves for what they really are. That includes exorcisms, a particular kind that was involved with second generation remote viewer. I'm quoting again, listen now, but the grays, and now when I say grays, I'm saying extra, here's what I mean, extra dimensional entities collectively joined to that whole array out there, the spirit of Antichrist under the authority of the fallen cherub. And with a progressive agenda to bring a masqueraded deception. And they always bring, hey, we're going to give you something big. We're going to give you something that's beyond your, we're going to advance you. We're going to evolve you. That's the Luciferic principle of Genesis 3. When the fallen cherub first said that by taking what they're giving, the content, you can reach an evolutionary leap and, become deity almost. I'm quoting again from the article. Dealing with the replacements, let me say quickly. The Gnostics replaced the real Christ with a Gnostic Jesus. A little laughing, telling jokes, big tall Jesus. That was just that their Jesus just taught Gnostic principles of ascending through the demigods and trying to reach godhood because of matter being evil. Never happened among them. Then there's the Hindu gurus that I've been looking at again today and listening again and again. And it seems like to me every Swami, every guru, every one that has Hindu pantheistic teaching in them, they have no concept of what the real incarnation of God in Christ is. And so there's a constant grabbing a hold of Christ and pulling him down in to the 300 million gods and goddesses of India, of the Hindu and pantheistic sort, and reducing him to one of those entities. That's why I've said before, the spirit of Antichrist will always, in offering a replacement, the replacement is always a de-deified, fake Jesus, and has no relationship to the power of the cross, what he did there, the resurrection. It's all stripped. You've got a stripped down fake offered by the gurus. And they're constantly telling people, oh, Jesus came to India. He's icy, you know, Isa. He's the one that came there. And no, he isn't. Every ounce of archaeological and historical fact has again and again shown Jesus never went to India. They say, oh, he learned from the gurus. Well, then why didn't he teach what they taught? See, all the gurus are trying to find God. They're trying to find godhood. They're trying to ascend. They're trying to grow. They're trying to go. They're involved with many spirits and calling on gods and goddesses and, of course, sex with the women. Please, please, if that's what you want to believe, that's your choice. You will reap what you sow. But don't steal the real Christ of God. And let me tell you something. The only purposed, planned, functioning presence that guides individuals to do so is the spirit of Antichrist. You've got to understand that. That's the very spirit of Antichrist. That's what it functions in. The spirit of Antichrist could be the fallen cherub himself, a collection of particular spirits, an array of many hundreds of thousands that operate this way. Now, here's what I want to go on to say about the psychic Jesus real quick, too. Again, Jesus is just a psychic. He had psychic powers. He was able to know about, you know, Nathaniel and where he was and the tree and all that. Once again, a reduction. Now, I know that when I read Sylvia Brown's book, I'm going to read about her horrific reductionism concerning the real Christ. And again, whether it's again the Hindu, the psychic, the old occult Alice Bailey type of Jesus, that is not a real Jesus. The problem is the fake Jesus cannot lead you to God, cannot save you, can grip you and keep you stuck in finite, masqueraded delusion. Now, there's someone that can get you out. The power, the authority, the incredible and passionate work of God. You may be listening because you've been gripped by the fake. Even Eckhart Tolle did this through Oprah Winfrey in the book The New Earth. A massive presentation of an occult, psychic, Hindu, fake, de-deified, reductionist Christ, or reduced Christ, that is no Christ at all. And the sad thing is, there's a massive warning about anybody presenting a fake replacement de-deified Christ, offering it to people. Now listen, if you're some kind of spiritual leader and you've received the deception, then you're going to also be out there promoting the deception. A grave warning from the Spirit of God in Galatians chapter 1 about anybody, even if it's an angel that comes, and this is what an angel did with a fallen angel did with Muhammad. Even Muhammad did this with the Quran. Again, the spirit of Antichrist and an actual angelic visitation, not Gabriel. Gabriel would never do this. But a counterfeit, a masqueraded angel engaging him, begins to present not the real Christ, obviously like the function of the spirit of Antichrist, get rid of the real Christ instantly and present a replacement. The Quran has in it the spirit of Antichrist, a projected replacement, who is no Christ, who is no Savior. It is utterly a lie and horrifically a deception. Now let's go back real quick here to the remote viewer alien version of a replacement Christ. Now, Brown goes on to say, quote, "But the Greys also need us," Brown said. He thinks they have reached an evolutionary dead end. Let me read it differently to you. See if this makes sense. "But the demonic entities acting like Greys also need us." You know why they need us? They're finite. They need doorways. They have an agenda they want to accomplish. They're trying to create a massive super soldier base for Armageddon. They're trying to do a lot of things for the sake of globalism. So these entities need us, Brown says. He thinks they have reached an evolutionary dead end. In order to survive, they need emotions and they need to be more individualistic. They, listen now, quote, "They need human genes," end of quote. The extra dimensional, they're not terrestrial, dimensional beings, in Courtney Brown's direct engagement with them telepathically and through remote viewing and listening and engagement and discussions, he says they, these entities, need human genes. Going on, despite, listen, this is again a remote viewer, well-known, written books, professor. Anybody reading his books will see that he had the precursors of New Age, spiritistic, passive, the passive meditation issue of opening up to all of this. It becomes the doorway where it all begins. Quote, now listen, despite the fear abductees have experienced, the Greys, the demonic entities, are benevolent, Brown said. Now, let me tell you something. I listened to abductees in Roswell and down in Nashville and here locally. And I've read even what Whitney Strieber said in the past. I listened to a abductee at a Theosophical Society meeting. I listened to the fear. I listened to the disgust. I listened to them talk about being raped. I listened to them talk about being taken against their will. I listened to them as they desired freedom from this. I listened to a number of abductees that have found permanent freedom from this, from the real, living Jesus Christ. Joe Jordan, MUFON, listen, you get a hold of his materials, you'll find out. Now I'm giving you the quote, remote viewer, professor, Courtney Brown says, despite the fear abductees have experienced, the entities, they're benevolent, he says. They are gathering and preserving our disappearing planet and animal species for, listen, reestablishing on Earth at a time when humans have evolved into better caretakers. What a crock. What a crock right there. Lying spirit. Didn't I say this the other night? That the spirit of Antichrist, number one, is a lying spirit, is a contrasting spirit, is a spirit, a presence that comes to bring, on the one hand, obscurity and a removal of the real Christ and his words, and an immediate replacement, and to keep the replacement right up there. Now, I'm getting to the replacement that the remote viewer, in the context of the alienology, engaged directly and talked to. We'll get to that in just a second. Now, listen, he goes on to say the agenda. And again, it spells out the agenda that Alice Bailey wrote about. It spells out the agenda that that I've seen in many different ways, channelers and so forth. The spiritual presence south of heaven. All are driving towards the same thing. Quote again from Courtney Brown, the remote viewer professor. Quote, the Greys, these entities, are building a new Earth-like planet where some humans will be relocated. Chaos, cleansing, getting rid of you. Where, listen, this is back from the 90s. This is well over 10 years old material. Where these entities are convincing him, and he has written books, and he is convinced, and he is teaching people this. He's teaching the Luciferic agenda. That in this recreation of planet Earth and the societies and whatever else, there's going to be a lot of humans relocated as our environmental trouble rapidly accelerates in about another 50 years. The second group of ETs on Earth who look more like us are descendants of the Mars refugees. At one time, Mars had an atmosphere similar to Earth, but it was destroyed by a comet or asteroid. The Greys helped survivors relocate underground in several Earth locations, including the caverns underneath Santa Fe and other places in New Mexico. Now listen, because if you understand and experientially know the living Christ, the Spirit of God, and if you do know biblical prophetic revelation that spells out the Luciferic agenda that involves coming with the plot of an evolutionary development of humanity to globalism, to a new world order, but it involves a great relocation, a great need of removing those who stand in the way. Allah, Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, and real Luciferians who are plotting the chaos. They want to cleanse the earth of hundreds of millions. And by the time you go through the four horsemen of the book of Revelation and the seals and the judgments, by the time you come towards the end, you may see that 4 billion people are dead in less than 7 years. Biblical prophecy gives the only infallible, accurate. Can I ask you to study it? Can I ask you to get into it if you're an honest researcher? I'm going to go on again, quote Courtney Brown. I'm saying again, Courtney Brown, the remote viewer, the professor, the author, quote, believes our first United Nations sanctioned contact with extraterrestrials will be soon. I go on again, quote, the Martians, these entities, have been set up with a level of technology that is about 150 years ahead of our time, Brown said. It would be beneficial, listen to the word beneficial, it would be beneficial for both our races to make contact. Thus, I'm going to say again in a broader, in a book coming I'm writing right now called R1919, spirit-given ideas in the development of science and technology that lead humanity to build the weapons and the technology that are going to be needed at Armageddon. It's all in the process. I got to go down a little bit because we're going to run out of time here. I'm going to go down just a little bit further when he engages Jesus. Here's what he says. One of the great surprises to Brown and his monitor, remote viewers usually work in pairs, was the ability to target people who had died naturally. Brown focused on the most influential, including Buddha, Gurudev, and a great teacher of meditation, and Jesus. Again, putting them all in the same boat. Brown said he's not trying to change or denigrate anyone's religious beliefs, but is only reporting what he and other remote viewers have come across. And I agree with you, remote viewers, you are reporting the data, the revelation. The problem is, it's coming from south of heaven. If it's coming out of the Akashic records, the collective unconscious, the field out there, the energy, the data that you're receiving is coming from entities, and those entities are not what you think. I go on to quote, quote, his contact with Jesus was especially moving, end of quote. Quote again, in reference to Jesus now. Quote again, he was wearing a gown. He was somewhat translucent, Brown said. His hair seemed to be made of light. I soon got the impression that Jesus wasn't the austere fellow I grew up believing he was. He seemed quite friendly, and I detected a sense of humor. Brown also said he had also had the feeling that Jesus was expecting him. I understand that. The spirits are when you're coming their way. Quote again, Jesus' message wasn't all that different than 2,000 years ago. Oh, really? Here's what it goes on to say. All things are a manifestation of God's love, and no life form is more important than another. The only difference between bees and bears, humans and extraterrestrials, is their degree of evolution. Bingo, red light, red flag, there you go, Luciferic doctrine. Going on to the quote, humans, Jesus told Brown, must help others in their evolutionary path. Going on to quote more, Jesus didn't say we should work with them, Brown said. He conveyed the clearest concept of a command that I've ever received from any being while remote viewing. Jesus also said that humans have free will. The only time Jesus appeared upset, Brown said, was when Brown asked if non-Christians had to call on him to evolve fully. Now I'm going to quote, he is saying, this is what Jesus said. Please understand, this goes contrary to the Spirit of Christ, contrary to the Word of God, contrary to everything Jesus said. Here's what Courtney Brown says, the entity engaged, claiming to be Jesus. Here's the fake Jesus. Quote, quite forcefully, he stated that a name is nothing, Brown said. Everything depends on personal development, understanding, and loving God. Now listen. Everything about the name, the reason the name Jesus Christ, Jesus Christus, is so vital, there's no other name under heaven given to man whereby we can be saved. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue confess. That demons fear and tremble when they hear that name. Christ, the real Christ, Jesus, when his name is known. See, you can call on that name, the living, real Christ of the cross who died and rose. That same Jesus is alive and has nothing to do with this entity in ether space that Courtney Brown is talking about. Can I say plainly at the end of the hour? Courtney Brown, remote viewers have been utterly duped into believing a replacement, the spirit of Christ, the spirit of Antichrist's replacement, de-deified. And it all brings about the same kind of teaching. Can I tell you again that the living Christ loves you, that he gave his life, that he's reaching out to you, that you can call on the real Christ and know him? Listen, we're at the end of the hour. I hear the music already, and I want to let you know that we appreciate you being here. Remember us in prayer. For those who can, remember us in support. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web, and we will be back tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. We'll see some of you later on Friday in Las Vegas. God bless. Good night.